Earl Washington Jr. will be released from a prison in Virginia today. He spent nearly 9 years on death row for a murder he never committed. Washington was sentenced to death in 1982, but later his sentence was reduced to life in prison after DNA evidence cast doubt on his guilt. Last year, more precise DNA testing found genetic material belonging to two other suspects in the murder, leading Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore to pardon Washington. The case prompted Virginia legislators to relax their resistance to any changes in the state's strict death penalty laws. Robert Hall is one of Earl Washington Jr.'s attorneys. Good morning.
Good morning.
How did Earl Washington become a suspect in the crime?
Earl lived in rural Bealeton, Virginia, and one evening, in a drinking bout with his brother, went next door to a neighbor's house and broke in to steal a gun that he knew she had, come back and confront his brother about a woman they were both seeing. The neighbor, Mrs. Weeks, heard the glass in the kitchen door break, came around the corner, surprised Earl. He grabbed the chair and swung it and took the pistol and left. And he unfortunately hit Mrs. Weeks and cut her scalp, and so he was ultimately arrested charges of breaking and entering her house and wounding her with a chair. While in custody, he was asked about his reasons for going into the house. Now, the official police version of that interview said that he went in there to have sex with her, but that's not what Mrs. Weeks said at the preliminary hearing.
Did he not confess to the murder?
When he was then interviewed about other sex crimes, he was asked about all unsolved sex crimes in the Fauquier County, Culpeper County, Virginia, area, and confessed to a number of crimes, many of which he was not charged with because they knew that he had not perpetrated them.
How close did he come to being executed?
He was within 9 days of execution.
And how was the new DNA evidence found?
The DNA evidence was there all along, just not testable until the early 1990s. It was the same forensic material that we had argued since 1985 exonerated Mr. Washington from this crime using the old testing technique, electrophoresis. We had good scientific evidence back then, pre-DNA, that the biological evidence at the scene was not Mr. Washington's. In 93, that was confirmed by early DNA testing, but not the kind of DNA testing that could fully exclude him, but suggest the presence of another perpetrator. And then in the year 2000 testing, the more discrete testing, it was clear that it was not Mr. Washington, but two other people were involved.
What effect has this had on the debate about the death penalty in Virginia?
Well, it's focused it on a very narrow question of whether, A, to preserve biological evidence, and B, whether to allow an inmate to raise issues about that evidence more than 21 days after his conviction. Virginia has a very rigid, somewhat draconian rule that 21 days after the conviction's final, there'll be no further hearings on any newly discovered evidence. The legislature is looking at allowing a waiver of the 21-day rule just for biologic evidence, which in a sense is an unfortunate direction because of the 95 people exonerated from the death penalty since 1977. Only 10 have been exonerated by DNA and 85 by other new evidence.
What's Earl Washington going to do now?
He's headed to a home in Virginia Beach that is run by Support Services of Virginia, a private nonprofit agency. It's for mentally challenged people. Earl's got the mental age of a 10-year-old. They'll help him get job training, give him room and board, give him counseling, and assist him on reentering society.
Robert Hall is one of Earl Washington Jr.'s attorneys.